What do you want other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, I'd like them to know, first of all, that this district is, again, it covers a county and a half. It's primarily all small towns, even though it's basically the area between Sioux Falls and Sioux City on a direct line. It's got some of the best farmland in the state between the Missouri and the Big Sioux River. It's a very rural area. It has five or six small towns: Elk Point, Canton, Alcester, Beersford, North Sioux City, Worthing, Hudson, Jefferson, and of course Dakota Dunes way down at the south. So we're between two urban areas, but we're also a very rural area. And another unique thing about the district is that it receives coverage from two major media markets. We have coverage of this area in Sioux City from the different radio and television stations there. And of course, the northern section, part of the district, butts up against the city of Harrisburg. We also get coverage from the Sioux Falls area as well.
What issues or topics would you like the legislature to address?
I think as we head into another session, if I would be fortunate enough to be elected to the state Senate, I think everybody clearly understands that the state budget is going to be under some pressure this next year. We know that sales tax revenues are slowing. We anticipate that by the end of July, when the numbers conclude for the budget year that just finished, we're going to probably have a very small surplus of maybe $5 million, which is a very, very small amount when you consider a overall budget of $4.4 billion. But we're going to be facing some challenging budgetary issues this next year. And I expect that the budget will be a primary issue for the state. You know, the last two or three years, actually going back to about 2010, the last four or five years, we've always had some extra money. We've had very good commodity prices, but we know now that that cattle prices are declining, and we also know that our corn and soybeans, some of the staple agricultural crops grown in our area, they're certainly not where they were four, five, 6 years ago. So we're going to be facing some challenging budgetary questions, and I think we'll be able to handle it. But that, I believe, will be by far the biggest issue as far as the next legislative session is concerned.
What solutions or legislation would you bring forward to deal with these issues?
Well, we'll just have to, you know, the Appropriations Committee. I'm not on that committee right now, but I served on there for 4 years. We're just going to have to make some fundamentally, tough decisions as far as spending is concerned. I don't think we're certainly going to be heading into a crisis, but I think we're going to be challenged to make every dollar go as far as it can, as far as the state of South Dakota is concerned. I would say that we will probably not be embarking, as far as the state is concerned, I don't think we'll be embarking on any new programs. You know, 2 years ago, we dealt with the road issue as far as the state was concerned. That was in 2015. And then in the 2016 session, we have dealt, I believe, effectively with the need to increase funding for our public schools in the state. And I think we've dealt with that issue. But I think we're going to be challenged to maintain the current status of programs in the state of South Dakota, and we're going to continue to make, I think, wise decisions that will keep South Dakota a very an excellent state as far as its financial accountability is concerned. I think everybody knows that the credit rating of our state is excellent. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we have paid down almost every debt that the state, every bond we possibly could, as far as the state of South Dakota is concerned. We have an excellent credit rating, and I know that we will continue to maintain that, and at the same time maintain some of the lowest tax rates in the United States as far as state and local government is concerned.